BBC News. The Spanish government is to hold a special cabinet meeting today to impose central control over the region of Catalonia. The Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, said the measures were aimed at restoring the rule of law and had been agreed with Spain's opposition parties. The Egyptian authorities say at least 53 members of the security forces and 15 Islamist militants have been killed in a clash in Egypt's western desert. The Interior Ministry said the militants had fired at the officers as they were raiding their hideout. Forensic experts investigating the death of the left-wing Chilean poet Pablo Neruda have said that he didn't die of prostate cancer as previously thought and could have been poisoned. Pablo Neruda died less than 2 weeks after the military coup led by General Augusto Pinochet in 1973. The Somali government says the number of dead from last Saturday's huge truck bombing in the capital Mogadishu has risen to 358. The truck exploded at a busy junction, destroying hotels, offices and restaurants. The Islamic State group has said it was behind an attack on Friday on a Shia mosque in the Afghan capital Kabul, in which nearly 40 people were killed. IS made no mention of a second attack on Friday at a Sunni mosque in the central province of Ghor, in which 20 people were killed. The United States has called on the Baghdad government to limit the deployment of Iraqi troops in the north of the country to prevent unnecessary clashes with Kurdish forces. On Friday, the Iraqis took control of the last remaining district of the oil-rich Kirkuk province. The World Health Organization has appointed President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe as a goodwill ambassador to help tackle non-communicable diseases. The new Director General of the WHO praised Zimbabwe for its commitment to public health.